Welcome to Four Chicks Chatting, a womanish podcast that will engage, excite, and empower you as we chat about business and personal development, all with a healthy dose of humor. And now it's time to check in with our chicks, Kathy, Kristen, Mary Fran, and Robin.
And welcome back to another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. This is Kristen Smedley along with my chicks as we are going to dive into a cool topic. So if you've been following the show, then you realize that we have had four chicks plus one on some of these episodes. We have had, and we were just talking before we started recording, we have been talking about how we don't necessarily know the luck that we've had as the four chicks here, new on the scene, to have had the most incredible women coming on this podcast and sharing what they've learned for us and you, our listeners. So we thought, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that today, about how that's impacted us, how it's impacting our listeners, and how just dang cool it is that women are lifting each other up in a time when it doesn't seem many people are lifting anybody up these days. And I'm going to kick this off and kick it to all of you with one quote that I know, I'm sure a lot of you have been seeing some form of this along your social media news feeds. That's mine says, "Real queens fix each other's crowns."
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So let's dive into that, ladies. What do we got?
Is my crown straight?
We should do these broadcasts with crowns.
Don't get me started. I have a collection from my Disney World days.
So cool. I've got two daughters. There's a lot of crowns around here.
We're doing that.
Can I just share a story from back in the day?
Please do.
Because clearly I love to live in the past. it was such a simpler time. Anyway, so I take this job, right? Part-time. And I am a senior in college, right? So it's the first semester, senior year, and I get this job answering the phone. So I love to chat, right? So I'm doing a really great job at that. Well, probably within a year, I get a mini promotion to be a sales support specialist, which means taking the salespeople's presentations and putting them in those ring, like those spring-like binders. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
So putting the paper in and getting all those things and loading
that
them through.
Sounds like no fun at all.
Maddening, right? Okay, did that for about 6 months. One day, Judy Kelly. Now, Judy Kelly was my idol. Judy Kelly at the time was 30, right? And I was 20. And I was working with her and her client was Pfizer. And she's like, you know what? Take a ride with me. I want to go downstairs and get a soda. So I get in the elevator and she's like, I'm promoting you. And I need to go out to this meeting at about 2 this afternoon. So here's my credit card. Dress Barn. I was at 18th and Chestnut. Dress Barn was down the street. She said, go buy a suit.
Oh my gosh.
We've got shoes around here somewhere. And be ready to leave about 1:45. We're going out to a client.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
And
God bless Judy Kelly.
Exactly. Right. So I was promoted in the elevator, my very first promotion. And I'll never forget that. And so when I hear the word mentor, I am immediately transported back to that elevator.
That's a great story.
She had such faith in me, right? Way more than I had for myself. And I think that's what a mentor, in my mind, that's what a mentor does, right? They see the potential before we do.
Oh my gosh. That's perfectly put. I think that's perfectly put.
They see the potential before we do. I like that.
Yeah. And we have been, as Kristen said, we have been so incredibly blessed having these truly amazing women. We've had Soraya Shamali, we've had Fran Hauser, we've had Stephanie Gass, and we've had Rachel Wynott. There we go. Rachel. How could I forget Rachel's last name? It's such a cool last name. I was going to say Rachel and then Wynott. These women have just been so incredibly generous when we have reached out to them. And let me just say that we don't know these people. We do not know them.
No, we did not pay them.
No. We aren't even paying us. How are we going to pay them? So we did not know these people. And yet they have been so enormously generous with their time and reaching out to us when we're trying to do something, you know, kind of that we admittedly, as we've said many times, half the time don't really know what the heck we're doing and we're figuring this out as we go. But I think because each of them has been in that position, has been so generous with their time and with stepping in and saying, yeah, sure, we'd love to talk to you and your audience and what you can do. And I can't even wrap my head around how blessed and fortunate we've been.
Yeah. You know, I think we should point out for the listeners too that we don't have fancy schmancy letterhead and pitches that some PR firm put together for us. We have simply reached out to these women and said, we would love for you to come on and help our listeners. Simple, very simple. And it's that whole thing we've talked about on several episodes of take that step, take that leap, make the call, do the ask. And what was the worst that they would say? No, I don't have time. But they've all been right. So gracious. And then to come on the show and value bomb galore it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They've been amazing.
Brilliant bomb galore.
You know, Robin, one of the things that I want to talk about is one of the ways that we have done this, and you've become really, really good at this, is kind of forming relationships with these people through social media, both with Rachel Wynot and with Stephanie Gass. You created relationships with these women. So it's an opportunity for everybody to kind of do the same.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, let's just put it out there. I am not a social media expert. It drives me bananas. But from what I've learned and from everything that, you know, I've read, engagement is the key. And, you know, when you see someone that is interesting, that has the same goals or mindset that you have, or simply that they inspire you, connect with them. And, you know, the biggest thing is respond. If they send you, a message, a direct message, or send them a direct message, mm-hmm. because that's how you build relationships. Granted, they're on a pedestal. They have way more followers than I have. They already have a very successful, fine-tuned business. And I don't yet, you know, I feel like I'm still in the trenches, you know, with less than 1,200 followers, and I'm trying to grow that. But the only way to do that is to really interact and engage with people, because how are they going to get to know you? They're not going to just happenstance across your, you know, profile. So anyway, I think it's great to open those doors to other people and let them get to know who you are, as well as you get to know more about them, because then you can build a relationship that you don't know if maybe they'll be a podcast guest, maybe they could become a client, or maybe they'll just become a lifelong friend. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And Kath, you can probably also relate to the idea of cold calling and what that was like way back when that concept where you just kind of had to pick up the phone and pick a number and call somebody as client and stuff like that. I mean,
there's
that's terrifying.
On my chest. Oh,
right, exactly. It's terrifying. But mm-hmm. the whole social media world where you can kind of get to know people a little bit, or at least get a feel for who they are, and it kind of takes some of the pain out of that. And the whole idea of just commenting on something someone said that interests you, or it's a much softer, less terrifying way. And, you know, maybe they don't pay attention to you, but at least you try. At least you try, and you may be pleasantly surprised and blessed, as we have been.
And I think the key too is the whole piece of authenticity. I mean, we really are interested in the work they do and how it impacts the work that we do. We're not just looking at who's got the most followers and let's get them on to up the followers. It has nothing to do with that. It's who's going to add the most value because of value that we need. And I know we're talking about this on our, you know, the podcast thing, but this, everyone can take it and look at your own little niche. We should do an episode on that. How you say things.
How you
I
say
know.
That word.
That word.
Oh my God.
That word.
Although whatever you say with that word. You know, for me, when I was launching a nonprofit, I went to people that were a couple steps ahead of me and a lot of steps ahead of me and asked for mentors. And some didn't have the time. Some didn't have the patience because I had a huge mission I had to do. But the ones that did say yes were invaluable mm-hmm. to me.
I just thought of something really important to say.
well, then so say it.
Kristen reminded me, like, reaching out to those people a step above. And there's that quote, I've seen it several times in numerous different places, but it's the people that are above you are never going to judge you. And I think that,
I like that.
Yeah. Yes, we could potentially annoy someone above us by trying to take some of their time. But as long as we don't approach it as, oh, can I pick your brain?
Yeah.
And we approach it as, you know, Kristen said, and we've talked before about developing that relationship with them and letting them know how much we respect and value their work, their opinion, their expertise, then we can, you know, step in and have those people that aren't going to judge us because they've already been where we are, and have them help us and guide us.
Yeah. Now, mentor Kristen, you've actually had people judge you before. I think you've said, like, in terms of when you first stepped into that scientific world and everything, but I don't think that's happened to you with, as Robin was saying, with the people that you've reached out to and asked for help, because I think all those people can kind of relate to having been in that spot of just kind of not knowing and being at the start.
Yeah, you know what it was? And look, I had the folks that said, nope, not helping. And, you know, when you look at it later, some of them were threatened by a new group coming on the scene. My stuff was a little too tight to their stuff. Some were overwhelmed and they could not take another helping session, mentoring. But for the most part, and a lot of times, actually, it was always women that said yes. It was several men that just didn't have the time or whatever. But yeah, I found I had to just learn to look. Somebody says no, they say no. They can't do it, whatever. Then they can't get acknowledged in my book. I don't know what to say. They're missing out on that one liner.
Well, they're off my Christmas card list if they say no. But I like being a mentor myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I like, you know, there's a program within our chamber. And I'm sure everybody out there, who maybe if you're a member of the chamber, they probably have this type of program where you can sign up and mentor somebody that's new to business or is new to, you know, job transition or something like that, but who needs someone to provide a little clarity. And I like to do that myself. So I think there's a lot of people out there that truly like to help others.
Yeah.
I got to believe there's a handful.
And I think in doing that, sometimes you kind of revalue your own strengths. You know, you could kind of get an opportunity to go. I know I was having a conversation with a client a while back. Actually, I'll give her a shout out. It was Sheila Garcia. And we were talking about speaking, and we were talking about being in front of the audience and blah, blah, blah. And I was talking to her. And as I'm talking to her, I'm thinking, damn, I really know what I'm talking about. But you don't always think that when you're in the middle of your right. day and doing your thing. So it's an opportunity to help and to reaffirm your own value that you bring to the table. That's important too.
Like, well, did those words really just come out of my mouth? That was really good.
Yeah. There you have it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mary Fran mentors to just make herself feel better at the
exactly.
end of the day. She's amazing.
Just ask me, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Actually, it's that whole principle. Well, we're going on the other side of this. That we, when you turn around and help, it's the principle that we always talk about with Bob Berg, being a giver. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think all of us have noticed that the more we give and help folks and mentor, our network grows, our businesses grow, our opportunities grow. Because usually people are so grateful that then should you need something later, or you need a connection, or you notice that person knows somebody that you need to connect with, it's an easier path.
Right.
You know, it's interesting too. My son, Michael, when he did the graduation speech at his high school graduation last spring, I've always preached. And I think because of him having blindness, he's had to rely on people a lot. So I'm always talking about build a team. We talk about build a tribe of people that can help you. And he said in that speech, he talked about that. And he said, but then life isn't a one-way street. You need to turn around and find out whose team can you be on. And that's
yeah,
how life
I like
should
that.
Work both ways.
I like that.
Yeah, it can't be all take. It has to be give as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it also can't be you giving all the time without any support on the flip side of that. I think as humans,
right.
we need both sides of that fence. We need to be the giver, but we also need to be the receiver at times. And when you're trying to build a business, and especially if there are things that you don't know a lot about or are unsure of, or just need help making a decision, it's nice to have somebody that has experienced something similar and can give you a little input and guidance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, going back to the idea that all of these people, the ones to whom we have reached out and have been so kind to us, I think all of them, one of the reasons that they help out is that they remember it's not all that long ago in their own minds that they were at that starting out point. I think, I mean, everybody starts at some point or another. So great, thankfully, and we're very grateful that these people have kept that in mind and have been kind enough to reach out to us. And conversely, I think we've actually had people, you know, come back to us and say, hey, how did you guys do this? I mean, we don't often appreciate where we are and how far we've come until someone comes up to us and goes, wow, this is great that you guys are doing it. And then you look back and you go, yeah, I guess it kind of is. So we all have something to bring to the table for that give and take, I think.
Well, and this podcast was born out of people asking for so much help, and how could we help them all at once?
Yeah, that's true.
Here, tuning in here.
That's true. That's true.
At your kitchen table, okay?
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what? To that point,
it was Robin's proposal at Kay's. Yep.
It was. But I think one of the most fun things that I have gotten out of these sessions that we're doing with these other people, they are so real and authentic and genuine. Like, they're in their pajamas, they have their hair pulled up, like nobody has a makeup team, nobody's, you know, running around checking their lighting and all that. They just want to share. They genuinely just want to connect, and it's so incredibly refreshing, particularly when you have an image of these people that you've gotten from social media or from their book covers or from wherever. Right. And then you see them and you talk to them, and sometimes they're in, you know, their home office, or they're at their kitchen table, or they're there wherever, but it's just them.
Yeah.
And it's so wonderful to have that, yeah, you know, be able to see them as they are.
I love that. That just reminded me of the Us magazine where it says stars are just like us. And they're walking out and they catch the celebrities pumping gas. It's like, you know, it's like they're going to the grocery store. They're just like us. Mel Robbins put an Instagram photo of herself in curlers.
Thank you, Mel Robbins.
Yes.
Thank you.
And today her son interrupted her live Mindset Reset broadcast to ask where his phone was. And she was like, yep. Real life right here. And then I reached out to Stephanie Gass, because remember yesterday when we were recording with her, her son came in and interrupted because of the snow day. And it's just, it is what it is. I mean, that's what I love learning from people like that, because they've been in the trench I'm in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're approachable and humble. They're not, you know, they're real people.
They're just like us.
Just like us. Real stars, just like us.
See, our next recording, I'm going to wear rollers in my hair.
I think we all should.
With a crown.
I'll do a cream. I'll do a mask on my face. Kay, you could put the cucumbers on your eyes.
I did the curlers, one of my first big times in D.C. for advocacy, and I had joked with friends of mine, because I always had my hair in curlers, and then would like take them out and then be like, ta-da! And I actually had them in while I was rehearsing before we went on the floor of Congress that day, and they put it on social media. And it was one of my most liked and commented posts of all time when I had the curlers in. I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing in DC? Head into Congress. But people love that real stuff.
Authentic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids just love stuff like that.
Yeah. That's our mom. We're real proud of her.
Yeah. Look at those rollers. Yeah. She's authentic. Mm-hmm.
But you know, another thought that just came to mind when we're talking about telling people to reach out to these people, and we do talk about social media and stuff like that. I don't know that we've talked about LinkedIn a whole lot, but that to me has been an incredibly powerful platform for getting in touch with people. And I think it's maybe a little more business oriented, you know, in terms of the people that you might find there. I don't know. It just depends on what you're looking for, but feel free to message people on LinkedIn. They clearly just get back to you. I've connected with a number of people that way, and it's a really powerful tool, along with the others, Instagram and Twitter and all those things. Just direct message people and go for it.
LinkedIn has been my best ones.
Yeah. They've written an article. I'll send them a message and say, I really enjoyed this article. If you're interested in setting up a call, here's a link to my calendar. Some people do, some people don't, but at least I asked.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
And that brings us back to that whole, if you don't ask, if you don't try, what's the worst that can happen? You might fail. They might say no. So what?
Nobody knows.
That experience. You put yourself out there and you know how to do it differently or better next time if that's the situation.
Yeah. And I'll go a little Pollyanna here, so unlike me, but however many no's you get, that brings you closer to a yes. That's my husband. And I hear him in my ear. He gives me that nonsense all the time when I'm ranting about something, but it's true. You know,
hit him with a frying pan.
You know what? I've done it. It has no effect.
On that note, I think we're going to wrap it up before we turn into a Lifetime movie of violence.
Oh, yeah.
Abby loves that.
The next one doesn't start till 2. I've already missed the murder. It's
hide the body.
It's got to be a kidnapping or something, right?
I've missed it. Yeah, so I'll have to wait till the 2 o'clock. So.
All right. Let's do a roundup of a brilliance bomb or two related to mentors and our field. Mary Fran, what you got?
You know, just do not be afraid of these people. They are just like you. And, you know, to use Fran Hauser's terminology, they're nice. They're nice. So reach out to them and go for it. Grab yourself a mentor.
Awesome.
I would say build relationships.
Yep. Yeah. Short and sweet and to the point. Love it.
Cass,
yeah, bring something of value to them. If you're going to ask for their help, also remember I want their help, but is there any way I can help them?
I like that. I like that one too. And I guess I would just add that make sure that you're reaching out and building relationships and giving value to the people that it makes sense for the work that you're doing and not out in the left field. That doesn't matter as much. So with that, that's another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. We're so happy that you're here and listening. If you could follow us on that social thing and also drop us some comments, what you think about the episodes. If there's topics that we haven't covered, is there possibly something we have not spoken about?
I can't imagine.
If there's a topic you'd like more information on and us to do some more on, let us know that too. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to visit our website where all the beautiful show notes are, and you can get tweets and all kinds of info and how to follow up with the folks that we have on the show. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our chicks. Want to learn how to create your own chick chat? Head to our website, chickschatting.com. Be sure to join our chats on that social thing, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.